Yes, she's so beautiful. What a love, love me, God.
Jesus.
Eyes of compassion. Arms of love. So beautiful, beautiful.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Oh, my. Beyond all description. Oh, my God. So love and Savior.
Wonderful, oh, Jesus.
There is Lord Jesus, ruler of creation. Thou art God and thou art man. So beautiful.
So beautiful.
He will I cherish thee. He will I honor love. You're my soul's glory, joy, and crown. Oh, my God.
So beautiful.
Beautiful Savior, beautiful Savior. God of all creation. How I love and adore you. For you're beautiful beyond all description to say. So very beautiful. Oh, yes, you are, yes, you are.
Wonderful Jesus.
One more time, Savior. I love your presence, Lord. Wanna be where you are. Oh, 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 yeah.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
The light. Jesus is the light. Amen. Amen. I was just sitting there trying to think of we're coming up on the Easter season. This is Palm Sunday. Amen. And when I was a little boy, and y'all know that hadn't been a few years ago, we used to sing those songs. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering. Give me that book. And shame. And I love the old cross where the see there, I haven't sung it in so long, and the world of lost sinners with shame. Oh, and I cherish the old rugged cross. Till my truth is at last I lay down, and I cling to the old rugged cross. still don't have it. An exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, and I cherish the old rugged cross. Oh, till my trophies at last I lay down, and I cling to the old rugged cross, and one day I'll exchange it for a crown. Oh, and I cherish the old rugged cross, till my feet at last I lay down, and I cling to the old rugged cross. That's why we need to get back to them old hymns. Amen. We need to get back to those old hymns. Let me, if while you are standing, if you would turn with me to Matthew's chapter 21. Matthew's chapter 21. And I'm going to go ahead and read the whole verse 1 all the way through verse 11. And it says, and when they had drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethabage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. In other words, when he finished, he'll send them back. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king comes unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and the coat the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Boy, that's a message in itself. And brought the ass and the coat and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and they strewed them, praise God, in a way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Yes. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come unto Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. I just want to talk for a little while this morning. I know of our commitment this afternoon, but that's all right. Praise God. God gonna give me all the strength that I need. Amen. I just want to talk about the road to Jerusalem. I started to talk about the courageous move of Jesus into Jerusalem, but I'm just going to talk about the road to Jerusalem, because it was in fact a courageous move. I say it was courageous because Jesus knew the outcome. Amen. He knew the outcome, and it was very courageous that he in fact
decided to take that role. You know, roads play a very, very significant part in all of our lives. Amen. Let me see the hands of everybody been on some type of road. Should be everybody in here. Amen. Praise God. You see, we travel by roads. Roads either take us to places or they bring us back from places. Mm-hmm. Today, being Palm Sunday, we look, praise God, at the road to Jerusalem, praise God, because it is a road that draws attention for two great things. Yes, it does. For the first thing, that it draws attention because it was a road that had to be traveled. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, this road had to be traveled. Praise God. And then secondly, praise God, the road that would be the road that would change mankind for the rest of their lives. Amen. So tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, had he not traveled this road, we don't know what your outcome would be. Amen. So it was a road that had to be traveled, praise God, because it meant everything to mankind. It meant eternity for mankind. You see, men and women have traveled many roads in this life. Praise God. Some have traveled roads that lead to destruction. And there have been some who have traveled roads that lead to victory. Amen. I think of some of those who have traveled the roads of destruction. And I also think of some of those who have traveled the roads to victory. Praise God. And the thing about it, those who have traveled those roads to victory, a lot have been written about them. Don't y'all know that? Yes. Praise God. Let me just think of one off the top of my head. There's a guy that you all know, everybody in here, at least you ought to know, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He traveled a road, and although he died, I think we celebrate the 50th year this year, if I'm not mistaken. Praise God. He died, but guess what? The road that he traveled was a road to victory. Yes. Praise God. Volumes have been written about Dr. Martin Luther King. Yes. But let me tell you somebody else that traveled a road to victory. And there was a whole lot of things that were written about him. How many of y'all know a guy by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte? I mean, if you have read about Napoleon, know anything about Napoleon, tell me, just raise your hand. Praise God. Napoleon was a very short guy, but he was a powerful military leader. Amen. Napoleon, volumes have been written about Napoleon. I'm talking about written about his accomplishments, written about his military genius. There have been volumes that have been written, praise God, about the battle campaigns that he fought, those that he fought and those that he won, praise God. But a lot of things have been written about Napoleon. We in the war colleges now, they study Napoleon because of his genius on the battlefield. Yeah. Praise God. A lot of things have been written about Napoleon while he was walking the road through life. But you want to know something? Praise God. Napoleon died one day. Yeah. And if we go back to history, the Encyclopedia of Britannica, you want to know what it reads about Napoleon after his death? Look what it says, and I'm quoting from the book. It says, he died on the morning of May the 5th in his 52nd year. His body was dressed in his favorite uniform and covered with a cloak he wore at Marengo. He was buried in a lovely spot near a spring shaded by two weeping willow trees. Praise God. He lies, praise God. It says, here lies written on his stone, no name. I mention all that because of this. In other words, the death of Napoleon was about the least important thing, the least important episode in his whole life of all of his accomplishments. But guess what? We celebrate one today. Praise God. We celebrate one today who was crucified, amen, and is celebrated all over the world. In other words, praise God, his birth may not have been as exciting as it should be. Praise God, at least not to us, but praise God. But guess what? The fact that he died is the most celebrated thing that we have today. And the reason why we celebrate today, because not only that he got up from the grave, praise God, he lives on the inside of us. Can I see the hands of those that Christ is living on the inside today? Praise God, he is alive. And he is alive on the inside of each and every last one of us today. You see, the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ was the complete payment for our sins and for the sins of the entire world. No other sacrifice was sufficient and no other sacrifice was required. I don't care what anybody tell you, that was nothing else that is required to capture, praise God, and to secure your salvation. He did it all back there on a hill called Calvary over 2,000 years ago. And according to scripture, he laid down his life, praise God, that all might live. Amen. Not just some. He laid down his life that all might live. Praise God. He was crucified. And that's why Paul had to write when he was writing to the Galatian church. Amen. I ought to ask this question just to see. Praise God, how many people here have crucified something in their life?
Yeah, Pastor.
Come on. Come on, y'all. How many of y'all have crucified something in your life?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, everybody in here, praise God. If you're a born-again believer, let me tell you something. You have crucified some things in your life.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't, let me put it like this. You ought to. Amen. You know what Paul says at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20? Everybody should be familiar with it. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, praise God, but it's Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and who gave himself for me. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, every time we get up, there's been some times, some things, we got to crucify it, praise God. And if you tell me you never crucified something, I got to tell you something today. I won't call it out loud, because let me tell you, you just like me. We all are standing in this flesh and blood, and let me tell you something, we are tempted on every hand. There are some things that we have done in our lives. There are some things that Satan's going to try to bring back up on us, and we have to crucify it, praise God. I don't care what you say, Satan. I'm not going there, praise God. I'm not going back there. And so you got to crucify that thing so that you can continue to live for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Jesus had to take this road to Jerusalem. And at the time of our text, Passover was being celebrated. I'm talking about a celebration that had been taking place for over 1400 years. Praise God. It was a celebration of the thankfulness to God for bringing the children of Israel out of Egyptian captivity. History tells us that more than 2 million people were in Jerusalem on that day. Praise God. In other words, they were Jerusalem was popping. Can I put it that way? I put it in these young folks' binocular. Man, Jerusalem on that day, man, they were popping. Things were happening. The only thing to me that comes close to what I think happened in Jerusalem, how many of y'all have ever been to the Mall of Louisiana? Come on. My gracious.
Yeah.
How many of y'all have been to the Mall of Louisiana during December?
Oh, Lord.
Oh man. When I think about Jerusalem and what was going on during this time, I think about the Mall of Louisiana during the time of Christmas. Amen. I'm talking about when you go to the Mall of Louisiana around Christmas time, you cannot find hardly a place to park. You cannot find a place to walk.
Yes.
Man, they got everybody going through and for that mall.
Yes.
Look like they're trying to buy everything. In fact, I think some of them were taking up some of the towel off the floor so they can take it back home.
Yes.
What am I trying to say? If I look at and think about what was going on in Jerusalem during that time, my mind goes back to the Mall of Louisiana during the time of Christmas. And we see that these folk, praise God, they were everywhere. They had heard about Jesus. Uh-huh. And they were saying, Hosanna, 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 yeah, to the highest. Yeah. Praise God. Hosanna, praise God, to the highest. And no doubt they had heard of the wonderful things that Jesus was doing.
Yeah.
They had heard about his wisdom. They had heard, praise God, how he did all those miraculous things that he did. He fed 5,000, over 5,000 with two fish, five loaves of bread, yeah, praise God. And no doubt they were shouting Hosanna, yeah, because they thought that the one that they were going to seize, mm-hmm, amen, they were going to take him and make him king.
Yeah.
Amen. But guess what? That was a problem. Jesus did not come to save them from Rome.
Yeah.
Did not come to save them from Roman oppression.
Yeah.
He came to rescue them as well as us from their sins.
Yes,
you see, Jesus, when they look at this, let me just give you some things that I think was going on in the minds of the people, and then what was going on in Jesus's mind. First of all, Jesus, the people saw Jesus entering, praise God, in splendor to take a throne. But Jesus entered in with a humble spirit,
yeah,
amen, to accept his faith. Amen. The people, praise God, could smell victory in the air.
Yeah.
Amen. But Jesus tasted of suffering and of death.
Yeah.
Praise God. The people thought that he was the man of the hour.
Yeah.
Praise God. But guess what Jesus thought? What was going through his mind? Jesus knew that his hour to die had actually come.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. So there was a difference of opinion going on as he rode down that road to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So as we look at our text, amen, there were four very specific characteristics of Jesus's triumphant entry into Jerusalem on that road that call what we call the Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
And the first thing that we see is that this road to Jerusalem would be a road of humility and not a one of royalty.
Yeah.
Praise God. You see, Jesus was the rightful heir to royalty. Therefore, he could have entered Jerusalem as a king.
Yeah.
Amen. Because if you go back to, you go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, it tells him that he was king of kings,
yeah,
and that he's Lord of lords. In other words, there's going to be a whole bunch of kings. But let me tell you, there's only one king of kings,
yeah,
and there's only one Lord of lords. Praise God. But not only that, Paul, in writing to the Philippian church, look what he had to say about Jesus at Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 11. You can put that on the marquee. He says, wherefore God has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Look where they're going to bow, of things in heaven and things of earth and even those things under the earth, and that every tongue, amen, shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God.
Yeah.
But instead of riding in on a stallion,
uh-huh,
amen, Napoleon rode a stallion. Yeah, you know why Jesus didn't ride in on a stallion? A stallion was a horse that meant war.
Yeah.
It was a horse of conquering.
Yeah.
Praise God. Jesus humbled himself and he came riding in on a donkey. In other words, he humbled himself.
Yes,
praise, yes, God. He didn't come in there with any notoriety.
Yes.
Praise God. He came in there. And that's what he did. If you look at the text and you will listen at me carefully as I read it, you find that in verses 1, 2, and 3, he was very careful with the things that he said. Let me just pull them out for you real quick. Verse 1, he sent his disciples. Verse 2, he told them where to go and what to find. And verse 3, he told them what to say. You know what I'm trying to say? I said all that?
Yeah.
Jesus had a plan. And he has a plan for your life,
uh-huh,
Oh, man. Amen. His plan was eternal, and it was not just one day or for a short season.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm glad that today is Young Folks Day.
Yeah.
Can I park right here for just a minute? Praise God. You see, we have too many folk, praise God, who want to have a good time, amen, in this world.
Yeah.
And they forget that they are going to spend eternity somewhere.
Yes,
amen. Let me say that again. Amen. I said I'm glad to see these young folks in here. There might be some folks in here who probably might not be too young that probably need to hear that same thing. We have too many people, praise God, who are looking to have a good time, praise God, forgetting about what their life and what Jesus Christ called them to do. See, see, they forget that Satan does not want them to carry out the plan that God has for them in their life.
Yes.
And this is why Satan continues to tug at us. He continued to tug at the believer, praise God, every chance that he gets in an effort to sap believers of their spiritual joy.
Yes.
And tries to pull them back.
Yes.
Into this world. But
yes,
guess what? Young folks and some that's not so young, when Satan tries to pull you back to the stuff that you used to do, praise God, you got to remember 1 John 4:4. If you don't remember anything else that I talked to you about this morning, say the pastor said 1 John 4:4 gives me the remedy, praise God, so that when I get this tug on my life, when I get this unction, praise God, to go back to what I used to be, praise God, you can stand and look him in the face.
Yes.
And say, praise God, greater is he that is in me, praise God.
Yes.
Because if you have accepted him into your life, you could say, greater is he that is in me.
Yes.
Than he that is in this world. Oh yeah, we know that Satan is the prince of this world, but guess what? You have one on the inside of you who is greater than the one that's in this world.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is fight him, praise God, with the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. And the Bible tells me, praise God, if you resist him, you fight him with the word, it tell me that the devil is just going to leave you. All you got to do is go back and read Matthew 4. I'm not going to go through it today. You know what happened. Jesus was tempted.
Yeah.
Praise God. The Satan tried to tempt Jesus on 3 occasions. But
yeah,
guess what? Jesus didn't get upset. He didn't call him out of his name. Praise God. What did he use? He used the word. Praise God. And they said when he finished using the word on Satan, that's what Satan did.
Yes.
He left him.
Yep.
Praise God. And then after he left him, it said that the angels came in.
Yes.
Praise God. And administered to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. So we find that this road to Jerusalem,
yes,
praise God, it was a humbling road, praise God. It was not a road of notoriety. It wasn't a ride in of nobility, praise God. Jesus came in humble, praise God, and setting a great example for each and every last one of us. Amen. I believe if more people would humble themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, you have that. Oh, Lord. Can I go there? I believe if people would humble themselves, we'll see less divorces. I believe if people would humble themselves, we'll see less church splits. I believe if people would humble themselves, praise God, we'll see less detention and dissension,
yeah,
going on in the workplace.
Yeah.
Praise God. The reason why we can't see those things is because nobody wants to humble themselves.
No.
Everybody wants to say, I'm the man, I'm the macho.
Yes,
you can't do this to me, I can't do this to you. Young folk, if you humble yourself in school, praise God, you come to school to learn.
Yeah.
You're not there to try to teach the teacher, praise God. You are there to learn.
Yeah.
So you need to humble yourself. So it was a road. It was a road to humility.
Uh-huh.
But secondly, we find that this road to Jerusalem was a road of fulfillment. Fulfillment. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it was a road to fulfillment. Look at verses 4 and 5. It says, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king comes unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a coat, the foal of an ass. Praise God. In other words,